Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin'? This is Casanova Rudd, and you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Back it again, I will never stop. I say switching up my sound like this, I get unorthodox, but stay true to the game. Faithful to it like it's orthodox. So Christian, while you listen, I be pissing haters off a lot like urinals. At your funeral, I picked you out a lot. That's godforsaken in the earth, you quake. I left an aftershock, major mommy tsunami. Hope you know she's on my job, cause I get athletic with it. My etiquette be off the chart. Been hot since awesome to Marley, more red alert and Chuck chill out. Ever since Uncle Rob put me on video music box, killing shows at Latin Quarter. The red parrot and rooftop, known for doing the jeans, having all the girlies locked. 25 years in the game and it's still in a nigga heart. While you standing on corner staring, I'm just calling you block watch. Tenant patrol what I'm building like penthouse. I stay on top above the ground and out of jail. You know I'm thinking out the box. I got more 60s than the Army, Navy, and Marines. My mental capacity's like an unlimited magazine. To light you up and lead the way like lanterns filled with kerosene. Call your girls to jump on me, you start flipping like trampoline. Your lady mean my gift to gavel, gas her up like gasoline. Plus you kinda regular with me, you dealing with Supreme. Being coming from the old school, so I'm OGing. Off on you, pause, off on her, I'm just skeeting. I ain't messing around, if she ovulating. She calls me baby daddy, but we don't have no children. Shit, I strike it down her lane, knock it down both lanes. Slide off with a cold, I guess you can call that ice skating. Nah, ma, you can't lock me down, I'm just speed dating. And if that hotel, my service will get 5-star rating. I Obama your mama, cause she said it's time for change. Casanova, player, president, no need for debating.
Good evening. This is your host, Steph, a.k.a. Dallas, and this is the debut of my new show, Love, Lies, and Loyalty. If in love, there should be no lies. If there's lies, then there's no loyalty. What happened this weekend, people? This weekend, we had the debut of the movie, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man, from the number one best-selling book made by Steve Harvey. Now, how can you people out there in this world listen to a man who's been married 3 times? 3 times, and you guys are taking advice from this man. I think this man should have waited to the movie debut and then sat and watched his own damn movie. Then maybe he would have had a better aspect on life and what's going on in this world today. But that brings about today's topic. How long should a man have to wait to have sex with a young lady? Women put a time frame on it, which is, I don't know why, but there should be no time frame on when to have sex. You know what I'm saying? Some girls give it up on the first date. Others wait until your penis is so clouded with sperm that your brain can no longer concentrate on anything but that. Whatever the case, how long she waits could be the make it or break it aspect of a relationship. Now, please keep in mind that certain circumstances cause couples to become closer or break further apart, despite how long they wait to have sex. Not everyone is hung up on waiting for a specific time frame, or rather, any time at all to have sex. There is no time limit on when you should have sex. You know what I'm saying? If you got 2 consenting adults, they're grown, they made a decision, they live with it. You know what I'm saying? But if you're a child, you're like a kid, of course it wouldn't work. There's no way it should work. You know what I'm saying? Some girls wait for their wedding. Some girls wait until their wedding night. Although that seems to be happening less and less today, who the fuck waits for the wedding night? Come on. It sounds quite admirable. Couples who put on having sex or put off having sex too long can be huge disappointment. First off, just as healthy communication and common interests are important in a relationship, so is sexual compatibility. Imagine sleeping with the girl that made you wait for months and months and months, and then she's a corpse in the bedroom or in a sack. That don't make no damn sense. you had to wait all these months and years to find out for that. You know what I'm saying? That don't make no sense. You know what I'm saying? There you are, the poor dumbass man waiting, wondering when that day would finally come, that she would flash you her Garden of Eve your way, and you give some open invitation to a private buffet. For months, all you were getting was some wet-ass kisses and an occasional grope of a boobie or two. Finally, after 6 months, 181 days, yeah, 181 days, you know that's what it was, because you waited and you counted all them damn days. All this time, you were sitting there counting them days. She finally welcomes you to her pleasure palace, and it's the best damn pleasure palace you ever had. But it's like Eddie Murphy said in Delirious, it's just like fucking crackers. It's just like crackers. If your ass is starving, them going to be the best damn crackers you ever had in your life. You know what I'm saying? It'll probably be the most scrumptious cracker you ever had tasted in your damn life. It might be like caviar crackers. Who the hell says it's going to be caviar crackers? It might be some damn saltines or Ritz. Who the hell wants that? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, keep in mind, oh, I got a caller? Let's go to my caller, see what's going on right quick. Joseph, come on, Joseph, talk to me, baby.
Yeah, well, I say, man, to each his own, man. I know. I think a man, if you're really interested in a woman, and, you know, and you have your, you know, and you love this woman for a reason, I think you're going to wait as long as possible when she's ready. You know what I mean? Because in my personal opinion, man, you know, a woman's body, you know what I mean, is very precious. And these days, you know, you just have to be very careful who you get yourself to, because we both know, you know, once you have sex with a woman, emotions can start getting involved, you know what I mean? And you just have to be ready for that. You know, you have sex with a woman one day, and then, you know, and she's talking about, you know, she marriage and things like that. You know, that's what sex does.
Right, you're 100% right. You're 100% correct. But what are you going to be doing as you're waiting around? Are you going to be... Are you really going to wait, or are you going to, you know, you're going to play the field? What are you going to do?
Well, as an individual, I can speak for myself. Like I said, if I really take interest in this woman, and I love this woman, and respect for myself, first of all, and respect for her, if she says she wants to wait, then I'm going to wait. I'm not going to play the field, because me just playing the field just tells a lot about myself, who I really am, that, you know, that word, whore prostitute, because that's the definition of a whore or prostitute, is someone who just goes around and sleeps with anybody and everybody. If you can't get it here, you're going to get it somewhere else. And if you're going to do it like that, you're going to wind up getting something that you didn't ask for.
Okay, so how long are you going to wait then?
How long are you going to wait?
Yeah, how long are you going to wait? How long are you really going to wait? So actually, you're putting the time on it as well as the young lady.
I'm going to wait as long as possible. Like I said, it depends on the individual. That's what it is. It depends on the visual. Now, me, if I take real interest in a woman, I'm going to wait as long as it takes.
Okay. Well, that's your own opinion entitled to it, brother. And,
yes, sir.
There ain't too many men out there like that. That same capability or interest as you. You know what I'm saying? But you think she's going to be supporting you the same way, or you think she's going to be playing a field? You think she's going to make you wait? Because a lot of times out of 10, a girl will meet a young man,
right,
interested him, right, and say, you know what, this might be the one for me. I'll make him wait it out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To show that she's not promiscuous or whatever. But
right,
in that meantime, she's making you wait, but she's also seeing Jody down the block to keep her needs as you're waiting.
But you know, this is saying, not only a saying, but it's that what's in the dark will come to the light. And you know, if you find out that she has been promiscuous, she hasn't been totally honest, you know what? That's on her. That's not on me. You know, I still want to maintain my self-esteem for myself and for others. I'm not going to change because she did wrong. I'm not going to do wrong. I'm going to stand firm, stand strong, and that's what it's all about. Nobody's
right.
Going to break me.
Okay, that was very good, brother. That was very good. I'm glad that you're in one with yourself, and you know what I'm saying. And I wish you the best, brother.
All right, man. Wish
all right,
you
have a good
too.
Night, brother.
You too.
Next caller, fellas and ladies, if you're calling into this radio station, please press 1. Make sure you press 1 if you want to speak to me. Please press 1. The lines are going crazy right now, and I need you guys to press 1 to speak up. Next caller, we have another call on line.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Dallas.
Well, hello. This sounds like the young lady T. Is this T right here?
it's me.
Speak up, baby.
I missed the topic, and I wanted you to repeat it.
Okay, the topic of the day is, how long should a woman make a man wait for sex? Is there a time limit on it? Is there a time frame? What's going on?
Because this is a new millennium, and these days
are not like it used to be, honey.
I don't feel like it is, because from the door, you know, being two adults, you know
right.
what you want to do.
Correct.
Whether it be that first night or the next time you meet.
Right.
But 90% of the time, it happens on the first day.
Well, of course. I'm glad you called in, baby.
I am a woman. And the thing is, like I said, you're both adults. And, you know, if it doesn't work that first time, you're not going to want to go back.
Right.
You're not going to want that. You know, because if you ain't banging me out like I want you to, then I'm not going to deal with it.
My sentiment is,
it's not the most important, but it does play an important role.
Correct. So, 100%. My thing is, why wait or put a time frame? I'm going to wait 4, 5, 6 months, and then it
exactly.
can finally happen. And it's not exactly what you was looking for.
Right.
You know what
and
I'm
not
it's
only
not
that,
like you was looking for.
Not only that, if you're waiting 5 or 6 months, trust and believe. She and he is after getting there.
Of course. My thing is this. Put it like this. Let me break it down for you real easy. Okay, you make a man wait 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, right?
Yes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. If you only see this guy, y'all go on a date maybe once a month or twice a month. Say you made him wait 2 months, but you only went out on a date twice. You only seen him twice. There ain't really no damn 2 months. You're only kidding yourself.
Right.
You're only kidding yourself.
Because
if it was 2 months,
he's
you was
getting
dating,
his.
You were seeing each other every other day or once a week or twice a week, you know what I'm saying? So that
right.
don't make no sense.
He getting his.
Right.
And she getting hers. Like I say, 90% of the time, I mean, of the world today, like you said, when you first meet, you know what you want to do.
Right.
You know that you know if you're going to lay up with that man
mm-hmm.
within the time frame that he's there. And definitely if you let him spend a night, it's a wrap.
Right.
It's a wrap. You're not going to let him spend a night if you're not going to get with him.
Of course.
Well, he
without
get with
doubt,
her.
100%.
You know.
I don't want you to hang around.
I'm a woman, and I'm speaking from a woman's point of view. 90% of the time, it's going to happen on the first day.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
And I mean, you know, it used to be chemistry and physical feelings and all of this. It's not about that no more.
Okay.
You know.
You're 100% right.
And like I said, I'm just speaking from my point of view. You know, every woman is not going to feel like me, but I'm just saying, me personally, you know, no, not every man that I go on a date with. I'm not going to sleep with him, but
right.
I'm going to know if I want to sleep with that one particular man.
Right. You're going to, believe it or not, you're going to know on that first date, you're going to know it.
Exactly.
If the chemistry
exactly.
is there, the chemistry is there. If it ain't
right.
there, it ain't. You ain't going to find no chemistry within 2-3 days. The chemistry's got to be on from the word go, from the giddy.
Right there, from the jump.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm not feeling you right now, I'm not going to feel you later on down the line. But if I'm feeling you right
Thank
now,
you.
I might not feel you on later down the
Thank
line.
You.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, and,
hand,
and
you know
yeah,
saying?
You do. But, you know, if you're coming on the constant visits, you know, a couple of times a week or whatever, you know, if you live like, well, now it's different if you live like 10 hours away. Yeah, once or twice a month, but you still, that person is still out there getting theirs.
Right.
They're
you know,
getting
and
satisfied.
It also depends, you know what I'm saying, the guy might look a little differently. It all depends on if you have like the one night stand. It all depends on where the one night stand is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Say you met a girl, and he took you out to the damn club. Y'all out in the club, y'all partying, y'all dancing, y'all drinking, da da da. Y'all go back to the house, y'all smash, right?
Right.
9 times out of 10, it's lust. Because y'all, what conversations y'all having in the damn club? Y'all don't have
right.
no type of conversation in the club but pumping and gyrating on the dance floor. Now, on the
exactly.
other hand, if y'all went to dinner, y'all had a little coffee lounge, little drinks, you know what I'm saying? Y'all sitting at a little table, y'all conversating, then y'all know, you know, he knows your history, you know his history. Y'all talking about
hey.
Life, y'all talking about relationships. You know, y'all had a chance to sit there and talk about things because y'all was in a different atmosphere. So it's going to be more than just lust if y'all go back to the house and y'all do just
you know,
y'all
because
thing, you know
I honestly can say, you know, I was in one town, you know, one state, and this one guy was in another state. It's been a few years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, man, this dude, we talked for damn near a year. We decided that we were going to go out.
Right.
And it ended up being like a 4 to 5 year relationship after we met.
Right. Was he in town?
You know, but
he
that
was
first
out of town
time.
Too? He was in
yeah,
town
I
or
mean,
he was out of town?
He was out of town.
Okay.
I mean, you know, we would talk on the computer, we'd talk on the phone, you know, and we wasn't that far away. But we were honest with each other, you know,
sure.
Like, hey, I got somebody, but it's not like what it used to be, whatever,
mm-hmm.
whatever. You know, so we respected each other. And we would talk. We would talk constantly.
Right.
You know, how you doing? Just general convo. And he called one day and said, you know, I'd like to take you out to dinner.
Right.
Matter of fact, he took me and my daughter to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he left, which he lived like 2 hours away.
Right.
He left. He came back that night. And from there, it was on and popping.
He
I
came
mean,
back
you know,
the same night he went home, baby?
Yes.
Oh, y'all
he
had a
left,
good conversation.
He,
it was good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and like I said, it lasted, what, might as well say 5 years.
Right.
So,
what,
you know.
So what happened?
We broke up after 5 years. I mean,
five
you know,
years,
I
was
felt
good,
it.
Though. I mean, you know, I mean, cause
yeah, I mean
I
it
hear
was.
You. I respect your opinion. It's about opinions and, you know, but what I'm hearing, you said 90%. 90% is like you're almost like really almost sure that's you know that it's going to happen on the first date. And brother, you mentioned that one night stand is a one night stand. No matter I don't care how you cut it. All right, now if I want to go out and meet somebody and have sex, right? I can just go. I can just walk the street and meet somebody in the corner and say, you know what, baby, what's your name? All right, come back with me. I just met you. Be ready. Let's do this. I mean, that's you know, I don't need to go out and find a woman.
Okay, but what happens if y'all have that one night stand? Y'all already did click. So you mean to tell me you ain't gonna talk to no more because it was a one night stand? That don't make no sense. The chemistry is there. One night stand or 1 year from now, the chemistry is there.
And you know, the thing is, regardless, if you're not feeling that person,
I don't understand what's going on.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's different strokes for different folks. I mean, I'm speaking from a woman's point of view, my point of view.
But you're saying two things. To me, it's a contradiction because you're saying you said 90%. 90% is real close to 100%.
But then you
say 90%. That means you're speaking for everybody.
Listen. Now it is happening in the world today, Joseph. 90%.
No, I know this. I'm not debating that.
That's why I said 90%. You got some that will wait. You said you would wait. Okay. So, you know, you're one that would wait. I said that 90% men and women, they know what they want. On that first date, you are both adults. If it doesn't work,
you're
not going to hook up.
That's right.
You're not going to hook up. I mean, like I said, no, sex is not the most important thing in a relationship, but it plays a hell of a part in it.
Okay, so you're
because
saying...
Because I don't want nobody that can't dick me down. I'm being honest.
All right, let's do the math.
If you can't give it to me like I want it.
You said,
what?
Let's do the math right now. You're saying 90%, right? The women know what they want, and they're going to most likely do it on the first date. So if that's 90% that'll do it on the first date, so give me the percent of the rest who won't do it on the first date.
I want
to
know.
You split the categories. You sent people in two different categories. You mean to tell me
that's
just because she made you wait, that 10% made you wait
saying,
for
when
a year,
you're saying 90%,
you think she's automatically going to be better than one
that gets
the first date?
Side.
That don't make no sense.
Give a statistic. There's always the ones who will and the ones who don't. You're saying the ones who will, and what about the ones who don't? I want to hit a mathematics.
Hey, I've met a lot of women in this world that made me wait 2-3 months. That wasn't shit.
So what's the percentage on that?
I'm not a fan of the percentage. I'm not a... a psych major or you know,
it's not
saying, or a professor to say what the difference is.
Joseph,
but
you do have 10% of
that
may
that
be
you
like
weight
you.
And it was good for you. That's on you. But there's somebody
right.
that abused some the first damn night and be the best thing ever fucking happened to you. You don't know
exactly.
That. You didn't happen to you. So you're going about what happened to you in your life.
I mean, I'm just speaking hypothetically. In the world today,
all right, yeah,
most
so
adults
I'm,
know if you
I'm
got that. If you got that connect, trust and believe, you're not going to stay with that woman that night and not hit it. She's not going to stay with that man and he don't hit it. Bottom line, if it doesn't work, you know, it doesn't work.
It don't right, and the same thing. You ain't.
And
you
I mean, it
can last
for
club.
5 years.
You can't tell me that you're going
work.
To a club.
It happened to me.
Go ahead, baby.
I remember
I mean,
meeting
me to me.
Back in my younger years, and I waited 6 months before we had sex. And you know, it was worth the wait. And I wasn't even mad. I was still a friend. And then when the time was ready, it happened, and we still made nothing changed.
We
got to know each other. And right after,
what's good for one person may not be good for the next.
The feelings were still mutual. Because nowadays, when you like, if you just meet somebody and you have sex with them, now your emotions get involved, and you start to see things that you didn't know. Like, oh, wait, I didn't know it was going down like that. I made a mistake. Whoa, baby, we talking
then
about?
Then you back off.
Ready?
If that's
when
what
you
want to do.
Okay, so what happens?
That's what happens.
And you fucked around. You made a mistake.
Right.
It goes both ways. Even though you waited a one night stand or 6 months.
Exactly.
It's the same thing.
Just
because you waited, it don't make it no better than. The first night, it don't make it no better.
Hell no.
It makes it better for me because I'm gonna maintain myself to steam. I'm just not gonna
okay,
tell I'm not
like
crazy.
I say,
I'm not gonna
you.
Show myself.
Yeah, right, like
that's what
you're in the
10%
you. Then. You're in the 10% that I'm speaking of.
Okay, thank you.
You're in the 10%.
Yeah.
I'm in the 90%. Meow. Yeah, right. There you go. You know, and like I say, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Right.
Yeah.
You stick to your story, then. All right.
I always stick to my story. I mean, I'm hype. Like I say, we all are adults.
Yeah. Sure.
And
we all adults. You know what I'm saying? To each his own. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
And theoretically. There's no one, just because she made you wait 6 months, that don't mean she's automatically better than the one that didn't make you wait.
No, I'm not.
You know what I'm saying? Law proves that thing.
And it doesn't
no
make
that,
that
say,
woman,
she
it doesn't
she
make
make
that
she
woman
wait 6 months, and she be not sane in the head. You know what I'm saying? You might fuck around and get in the bitch be crazy. You don't fucking know.
Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, it doesn't mean that woman is a hoe because she chose
right.
to do it that
you know what I'm saying?
Night.
What happens? Okay, what happens if she made every other man in the world that she made wait 6 months, and then you come along and met her, and your goddamn game is so tight that you con the bitch out of drawers.
Thank
you.
Know
what I'm saying? It could be that
you.
As well. You know,
so
you don't know what it is.
That could definitely happen. And you know, as us being adults, we know, well, I can say, I'm going to keep it on eye. I know if that happens like that, it's because through her experience with other men, that whatever she was looking for in relationship, besides sex, I'm not talking about sex, whatever she's looking for in the man, could have been through a few men, and it didn't happen. Here I come along with all the qualities that she's been looking for, at least that she may have thought at that time, whatever. And you're like, you know what? This is the man I really want to be with. You know what I mean? And I may have come into that relationship too, but the same frame of mind, you know, with self-esteem and say, you know what? I like her qualities too, and it happens. But that's to say that the relationship is going to last long. But some do, some don't.
Yeah. First day sex or 6 months sex.
Then,
it don't
you know,
mean it's gonna
just
last.
Just took another turn.
Okay, guys, give me 1 second. I got another call on the line. Y'all can hold on. I'm gonna click this other person on the line right quick for you guys.
All right.
Rachel, you on the line? Speak up, baby.
Hi. Hello.
How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm all right.
Well, that's good.
Hello,
going,
everybody.
Baby.
Okay.
Hi. Hello.
How long are you willing to have? What is it? How long are you willing to wait to have sex? Let me say, first date, I'm thinking if it's the first date and you're going to have sex, I think it's just pretty much a one-night stand type of thing. After that, I don't think, I'm just not a one night stand or sex on the first date type of person.
Okay, you know my side.
Okay, so okay, in your mind, okay, in your mindset, you're saying it's a one night stand. But what happens after the one night stand, and you guys stay in touch with each other, or in tune, or it was, or
right,
it that good that it led to something else?
Right, but it depends on how long you've been conversing with this person. Are we talking about that we just started conversing today, and then tonight?
Well, nah, I put it like this. If me and you come conversing, or I met you online, or I met you somewhere, or I met you in the club, and we conversating on the phone, or and we've been conversating for months at a time, we go out on the first date, that's not even really a one-night stand, because y'all done built up some type of relationship.
Right.
Already. It don't have to be that y'all have to go out every damn day. What if you live out of town? You know what I'm saying? Plenty of chicks I met out of town and conversate online or on the phone for months at a time, but never got a chance to see them. But then when 6 months pass along, or they're in town, or I'm taking a flight down there, shit, we done built up a relationship already. Even though we never sat in front of each other one-on-one, we still built up some kind of chemistry or, you know what I'm saying, relationship with one another already.
Okay, I could totally understand having sex then. Yeah,
that's what I mean, you know, wow. I'm not
oh,
saying
God.
That
you got good game,
I
Dallas.
See
you
at the gas station. I see you at the gas station.
Hey, man, I
want to
read your book, Think Like a
and
What?
And I take you home with me.
Right.
No, I'm not going to lay up with you. I'm not saying like that. You know, but honestly, when those two adults meet, do you even know if you're going to smash the pass?
Of course. 100%.
And bottom 100%. Line, if you spend that night, you're going to give it up.
Yeah, especially if you're feeling them. But hold on, we got another call. We want to let him get in this conversation with us right now. Hey, Rich, you on the line. Rich, come on in.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Rich. What I want to know is, everybody's talking about how long do it take for the female to do, you know, to have sex with somebody. Does that really make a hole? Why can't she just have that love at first sight? Nobody
exactly.
Really love at first sight.
Exactly.
I've been teaching that since 701, brother.
It doesn't make that woman a hoe.
Right.
I mean,
unless she's going out
really
there and sleep with every damn body that if she met Tony on Monday, she met Fred on Wednesday, she met Sam
exactly.
on Friday, and she fuck them all, yeah, she a hoe.
You know what, the chances is if she did it with me on the first day, she did it with somebody else before, and she'll do it again. And that's the thing.
Society says that's the same thing
as one who has sex with just about everybody she meets. So I'm not going to trust a woman who's willing enough to give it up to me on the first date because I don't know where she's been.
You ain't going to know where she's been at in 6 months either. She could have been out there fucking a whole 6 months that she was away from you.
That's just confirmed. It makes me stronger, you know. Wait a minute. You know,
don't start that. Because, you know, me personally, you do have some females that's just, you know. All right, let me ask you something. If a female hit a dude up on the first date, that makes her a hoe. So what happened if the dude hit the female up on the first date? What is she?
He's no better than her.
No, see, it's a difference. See, it's a double standard on that point. You know, I keep it real with you. It's a double standard on that point. Because if a female hits the dude on the first date, she's a hoe. But if that dude hit her,
it ain't no double standard because plenty of women out there
call men hoes,
all type of shit, man. Come on,
cut that
out, man.
We talking about grown people.
Okay, so grown men and women.
Okay, ladies, let's be realistic. Women, how many times have you seen a dude in the street that you know that girl was trying to talk to, and you told your girl, yo, that nigga ain't shit, that nigga fucking this one. Man, we get blackballed the same way women get blackballed.
Yes, sir.
Just to get with that man.
You're right, Dallas. No, we're going to keep it real. I mean, the facts are the facts, and yeah, they do say that.
You know what I'm saying? We get blackballed. Sometimes we get blackballed more than damn women, man.
I've heard Rick say before, like a female can go out here and sleep with five different men a night if she chooses. That man is not going to get it up no damn five times a night. I mean, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, like he said, because you give it up that first night, it doesn't make you a hoe. Especially if you see this man in a couple of days or the next fucking day or whatever. I mean, that chemistry was right there.
It might have been. It might have been.
Ain't no might have been. He ain't going to keep coming back, and she ain't going to keep letting him come back if it wasn't no kind of chemistry formed.
That's right.
Or if his bedroom game was whack. If this shit was whack, then come on, man. You wait 6 months and you're going to give us some more whack ass shit? Your ass is out of here.
But like I said, after 6 months.
Your ass is out of here. But hold on, y'all. Hold on.
You
we
don't
got,
know
I'm
what she
we got
did
one more call line. Meet us on the calling line right quick, y'all. White chocolate. Come on in, white chocolate.
Everybody bickering.
No, we're not bickering, sweetie.
No.
Everybody bickering.
We're debating.
If you're grown, you're grown. You want to have sex on the first night? You're grown. You're two consensual adults.
Mm-hmm.
And some girls are considered a hoe sometimes.
Yeah, but how is she considered a hoe? Because she gave her
but
the first night. How about the two to give her the first night?
Exactly. How is she considered a hoe?
Some girls are considered a hoe, because just like the gentleman said before, if she's having sex with you on the first night, she could be having sex with everybody else on the first night.
Okay,
she cannot be having sex on the first night with everybody else as well.
But if you're grown and you're two consenting adults and you know what you're doing, it's all good.
That's the same thing I've been preaching since 701. If y'all both consenting adults, it is what it is. We both grown. You know, it is what it is. We're going to smash. We're going to smack each other on the ass and go about our way afterwards. You know what I'm saying? But y'all
it's the way how you approach the situation.
Right.
Yes, the way the approach. The approach makes the real big difference. I understand.
Well, my thing is, if a man makes me wait for 6 months, I'm going to wonder about the brother if he gay or what's going on.
Exactly.
You're going to wonder.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yes, the hell I am. Motherfucker, I'm laying up right beside you and you ain't want none.
It's taking room.
Hey, Mike, just being very much in control. I'm sure there are men, and I know that there are men out there that are very much in control of themselves.
Well, I'm going to tell you, honestly, me speaking, I don't want no man that's going to make me wait no 6 months. Because like I say, something wrong with the brother. He can't get it up. He got to use Viagra or something. But something is wrong with dude if he making me wait for 6 months. We going to see each other for 6 months, and we ain't going to sleep together. Kick rocks and get the hell up out of here. Fuck out of here with that bullshit.
I agree with you 100%. Ain't no dude gonna lay next to no female and not do it 6 months.
Thank you.
He's gonna go elsewhere. He's gonna be promiscuous somewhere else.
You say laying to me.
He ain't gonna go nowhere.
But if he's laying with somebody for 6 months, now, yeah, something is definitely wrong with you.
No, damn living.
So what do you mean by
lame?
Honey, if you have to wait for 6 months for a man to get laid, that ain't cool.
That's what I'm saying,
honey. Just like a man is going to be stepping out on a girl, then you need to be looking elsewhere to go get it. You don't wait no 6 months.
That's why, and
vice versa, white chocolate. I don't wait no 6 months.
That
no
is vice versa. That's right.
Hey,
you're two consenting adults.
Good ass shit to somebody else that wants it.
Prove your point. And it was just a number as an example. So I'm not talking literally wait 6 months.
I ain't waiting no damn 2 months. I ain't waiting 1 month.
Right, you know.
Damn it.
But I do know some
it.
Men who can wait maybe after two, three dates, not 6 months. If
Thank
you waiting to see
not
a man after
month.
6 months.
Yo, that's the same thing I said. If you wait 6 months or 3 months, if you only seen him 2 times out of those 3 months, that was only 2 dates. That's not really waiting 3 months. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He put you in his schedule.
I mean, shit, you go on kick rocks, buddy, because I'm a cougar. Fuck that. I'm a damn cougar. Damn. You either going to give me mine or you got to go.
How long me and you been communicating by phone? How long? About a month, 4 months, 3, 2 months? Yeah, so, and I ain't getting none yet. What's up?
Shit. You ain't act right. You don't know how to get this. You got to come correct or don't come at all, baby.
You can hear
this, man. See, I give you my address, and we can knock all this stuff. We can have our own show.
No, no. You remember, you don't do it on the first night, so you kick rocks. Fuck out of here with that one.
I think I want to hang out with Steph one night.
Well, come on, White Chocolate. I got you, baby.
Hey.
Come on, baby. White chocolate and black chocolate. We're going to have some mixed chocolate.
We're going to have some beet chocolate.
There's going to be some more. You must go barbecue the marshmallows with yellow chocolate on. We have some more.
That's a mixed nut. Go ahead and do it.
Okay, we have another caller, y'all. Y'all hold on for a second. Lavina. We have Lavina on the line. Come on in, Lavina.
Uh-oh. My sister.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ms. Lavina. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm laughing because... It's serious, but it's funny. The cougar. not waiting 6 months to get some when you're going to lay in the bed with you at night. Definitely, there's a problem. I agree with White.
Exactly.
There's definitely a problem. But at the same time, I think Rachel was saying that, you know, maybe he has self-control. Okay. Now you got to keep in mind, you have some guys that just outspoken and their sex drive is crazy, and then you have some guys where it's not as crazy as the next. But you do have the ones that are saving themselves, just like the female. But that's a conversation that you have in the beginning.
Right.
That's part of the getting to know you. We exchange phone numbers. We get to know each other. Therefore, we're having a lot of conversations. So this way, we know exactly what we want and what we expect from each other.
Right.
Now, my question is, who determines who's a whore? I don't understand. Who determines that? Because at the same time,
society determines that.
Female. Yeah, but it's not. But
society
determines
that.
My thing is this: if I decide that I want to meet somebody today and I want to have sex with him today, in that guy's mind and in my mind, we're adults. I can do whatever I want to do. I can be having sex with multiple people. He could be having sex with multiple people, but there's a double standard. So automatically, the female's going to be, okay, she's a hoe, and she's doing this, she's doing that. Y'all don't really know who she's laying in her bed at night.
There you go.
Society. That's what I said. That's why Charlie said this in the same to society. That you are, but we know society dictates a lot of things.
Society ain't got nothing to do with an individual.
You know that. That's not what I'm saying.
Life,
I just said that everyone as an adult, you make your own decision. Who's a hoe? The word society says that, but it doesn't mean you are a hoe.
Society can't call me a hoe if I'm not a hoe.
That. And majority of the time, 98% of the time, when society says something.
Hold on, y'all, 1 second. Hold on, y'all. Hey, the lines are on fire. Everybody's calling to try and get on this show, but they're not pressing the number one. Please press the number one if you want to get online and speak to me. As y'all were saying.
Yeah, like I said, society can't call shit.
Society has made it, honey.
Society. You are society.
Society has made... Because it is a double standard. Because if a man sleeps with more than one woman at one time, he's considered a hero. If a woman sleeps with more than one man, she's considered a hoe. Society has made that. But if you're a grown-ass woman with values and respect and morals and know how to respect your body and the person that you're with, you're not a hoe.
But wait a minute. People say shit just to say things about a woman. You know, because you don't like me, you could go out there and tell 99,000 people.
You have to know who you are.
You feel I'm a hoe.
Exactly.
So
you have to know who you are as a person.
So society can't call me no hoe.
Honey, that's the circle of life. That's how it's been since day one. Women supposed to stay in the kitchen right barefoot and pregnant.
Yeah, well,
listen, hey, I come up with that all the time.
I tell them politely,
"No, it's on the stove."
Go the other way because you're not getting it. You're pissed. That's what I say to society. The hell with it.
Talk to yourself too, because remember, it's a circle. We heard what the White Chocolate just say. It's a circle. society.
And like I say, I don't give a shit about the circle. I don't listen to what people say about me. You know, they talked about Jesus Christ, so I know I'm not an exception.
You know the man, I'll give you a male, female, but the only people that's going to agree with a man having sex with multiple women is another man. Oh, it's my son, that's my boy, but it's still...
Okay. It was just too many people trying to talk at one time. I ain't heard nada.
No. What it is someone has the radio station up, so you're picking up
radio
the feedback.
You're picking up the feedback in the background.
That's what it is. So everything's an echo.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't so much. It was I think White Chocolate and Joseph was trying to talk at the same time, and I didn't hear what neither one of them was saying.
Can I ask a question? Ladies, how long does it take for you to feel it's the right time for you? Because ain't nobody really answered the question. Y'all giving statements, but ain't nobody saying nothing.
I answered it.
I know
from the door if I'm going to do that man or he going to do me, I don't know what's in that night.
In the first 5 minutes.
I'm going to give it to him.
But see, like I always say, when a female can know within 3 seconds, when she walk into a club, whether or not she's going to have sex with a guy or not. Within three seconds, she can look at a guy and be like, all right, I'm going to do something with him tonight.
Right.
Okay,
The male is the same way, though. It's easier for a woman to get laid than it is a man. The man knows right off the bat if a man is in a club. No. See, a female could go in the club, grab a dude, and have sex automatically. A guy cannot do that.
No kind of way.
But I'm saying if they come to your house.
It's the same thing. If we come to your house, and you know what I'm saying, if you want us to smash, then we're going to smash. But if I want to smash, you want me to smash, I can't smash. But if
exactly,
you want to smash, because
a woman holds the reins.
And I can do that, you know what I'm saying, I can smash.
The woman holds the reins.
I'm not going to go in there and steal and take nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you
right
now. Sometimes
it's
good
that way if you just take it.
6 months, goddamn, I'm going to roll over and steal something right quick, though.
That's you crazy.
Look, Dallas, if only for one night.
If only for one night, baby. I'm going to steal something. Best believe that.
Wow.
So
Steph,
I think I'm going to make you
steal something for one night.
Okay, do what you got to do, baby. Come on in, baby.
Like I said, I'm speaking on T's behalf. I'm speaking about me, myself. I can't speak for Levine. I can't speak for White Chocolate. I can't speak for Rich, Dallas, or Joseph. I'm saying what T would do.
Okay.
You know?
T said if she like homeboy, she going to smash him the first night.
He going to get it. He going to kick hell. And God forbid if I have waited for a minute. Like I said, shit, I ain't grew up to be this old for nothing. I know what I want and what I don't want.
A woman like you, though, you got to respect. You got to respect because you just keep me straight up front and real. And
exactly.
If they look at you, see,
I'm
going to
keep it real.
You're saying who determines what a hoe? But see, I will look at a person like you like, you know what? You're not a hoe. You just know what you want.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You just know what
Thank
you
me.
Want.
Okay, but according to society...
I'm a hoe.
Exactly.
I'm a hoe.
Exactly.
Listen,
but it
I can change my whole demeanor of life.
Right.
And be with that one man that I was a hoe with that one night, and be with that man till eternity. When I die, it's going to be some motherfuckers there saying, I remember when that bitch was a hoe. She was sleeping with John, Tony, Stephen, Michael, and every goddamn body else.
But that's because
bitch,
you didn't do them wrong, because that's what most men say. You know, when a woman do a man wrong, just like y'all, y'all say to us, oh, he ain't nothing, he done did this and that, because somewhere in the relationship something went wrong, so it goes both ways. You know what I mean?
I said my peers.
It can be a woman on the street.
Or they might not have never been able to hit it. So, you know, you're going to downgrade that person, whether it be man or woman.
Exactly, right.
Okay, y'all hold on.
They're going to lower
it. Hold on the line. Just give me a second, y'all. Big homie, come on in, big homie.
Big homie in the building. What's up, big boy? What's good, big boy?
What's up, dude? Big homie, what's going on, Kimmer?
Ain't nothing. I'm here in this little topic, man. Fill me in, baby. Fill me in.
What you need to know, man?
I'm saying this lady right here sounds like she got some real mature pussy, and she know how to earn. I just want to know what the rest of the conversation is about.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, all right. I think we should keep it a little grown and sexy.
Keep growing sexy, big homie.
I missed half of the conversation. She said if she wanted to give dude the business on the first night, which I agree is her right to, and a mature man would never judge a woman for knowing what she wants and going to get it. But I missed the other part of the conversation, if there was.
Tell him, Dallas.
He's 100% right. I feel the same way Nitty feel. You know what I mean? You know, big homie feel. If that's the case, you know what I'm saying? If she would give him the first night, hey, all praise due to Allah for her, my brother.
Exactly.
All praise due to Allah for her. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
not going to look you no differently if you gave it to me the first night or 6 months down the line. Because 9 times out of 10, when I first meet you, I don't heard about you in the street anyway, so I don't know if you're a hoe or not. You know what I'm saying?
I don't feel a certain kind of way if you make me wait, because that's playing games. And
that's
I don't got
things. Wait, you make me wait. And if you make me wait, I'm going to do what I can do with somebody else. And then when I do get it 6 months from now, I'm leaving you any goddamn way. So you did nothing to do anything anyway.
Exactly. You did not enhance your resume by making me wait. It made me feel a certain way that you was playing games with the vagina, making me wait because your pussy didn't get no better in the time I waited.
It's just getting age,
dog.
It's just getting from age, honey.
Come on, man.
It slipped. I was trying, bro.
Real?
Did it get better with age?
Yeah, it don't get better with age. Sometimes it gets worse.
Shit.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let's hold up. To get better with age, I'm not understanding that
because if it's going to get better, if it was bad from day one, it's not going to get any better. It's still going to be bad.
Why make me wait six months to find out I don't want you? I ain't never had that point. You just proved that point.
I ain't never had no complaints. I'm 51 and I ain't never had no complaints. And my shit is not dried up. Behind your back,
that dude was complaining. You made him wait. Trust me on this. Tell
wow.
you. So he's like, damn, I waited 3 weeks for this shit.
It goes the same way for women too, though. You guys might make
exactly.
a guy wait, and then y'all get it, and then y'all ain't happy
exactly.
with y'all being waiting wait for. It might have been what y'all.
I mean, the man could be a dad too.
Exactly. You know what the truth of relationships are?
Or the motherfucker have like an inchworm and think that he working something, and I'm like looking at him. When you gonna start, baby?
You better go home somewhere. You know what the key to relationships are? Understanding that there's no difference between men and women. They try to do this gender war. There's no such thing as guys ain't shit, women ain't shit. No, it's just people ain't shit. Guys ain't dogs, women ain't dogs, people are dogs. We got to stop separating the genders, like men can do this and women can't, or women can do this and men can't.
You can
we
do whatever you
things.
Want. But my thing is, if he ain't working with it like he's supposed to down there, he better have a damn good head game.
Y'all taking this conversation places I can't discuss. Because I'm sitting at work. I don't know what to tell you. You can't can't get away with things I get away with and not put in work.
Yeah, yes, sister.
But it's
now,
the same thing. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't want no coochie in the new millennium. I ain't looking for no coochie on my head.
I'm sorry.
I'm in agreement with that, too, because a nice mouth beats some coochie any day.
My man called me and said, yo, man, I messed up the life. Man, what happened, man? I got my girl pregnant. I said, what the fuck you doing fucking? Some head.
Exactly. A mouth will perfectly contour to any penis.
Thank you. I thought
the topic was, how long does a woman have to wait?
T made this topic go left field.
Exactly. T, what?
I'm sorry.
We want to keep it grown and sexy.
I'm sorry, okay.
I'm just a caller calling in. Like I said, it's a call. I just don't know what it was about.
Okay.
But I got a question about how long y'all make a man wait. It's how long y'all make it. It's really how long y'all holding out. It ain't much what y'all make a wait.
I'm
not
waiting no longer than 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks a week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks a week, man.
2 weeks.
I give a woman 2 weeks, man.
2 weeks.
Yeah, man, I give a woman two. When you reach a certain age, you don't rush into stuff like that no more.
That's right.
Back when I was like 20, maybe 30, I'll probably say, listen, I'll give you a day or two. But as you get older, as you reach a certain age, you understand? Listen, I'm dead serious. As you being a man, listen, as you being a man and being straight up, and you with somebody, and a female decides to give you it, yeah, okay, you're going to take it. But as me being a man, I'm not going to rush into it when I first meet her. I'm going to give her about a week or so, and I'm going to be like, yo, listen, I feel it's
that's
time, maybe such and such. You understand what I mean? And being a man, that's what a man does. If you're a boy, or you just a dude looking to get some real fast, you're going to rush.
Let's not label.
And if she gives it to you, you're going to consider her a hoe because you're rushing her to get it. Now, if you're rushing a female to get it and she take her time and make you wait like a week or two and then she decides to give it to you, you have no much but up respect for that female. But if you're with her and you
talk about it,
come out.
Everybody is different, homie. Everybody is different because I do things different.
One at a time.
Okay, yeah, let me just say it before you start. You're right, everybody's different. That's why I have to listen to what I said. I said me. Now,
you also said if you do it differently, that's what boys do. No, some men do things differently.
Of course, men definitely do that.
Of course, everybody's not the same.
If I ain't got 2 weeks and I want that shit like yesterday, that don't make me a boy.
No. See, you didn't listen to what I said, homie. What I said was, if he rushed to get it and she gives it to him, all right, it's a difference. If you choose to go after a female, let me ask you something. All right, let's real talk. Let me ask you something. If you meet a female tonight at the club, right, and you interested in her, you're going to be like, all right, yo, talk to females, set this up, boom, boom, boom. Let me see if I can bag this tonight, all right? And you bag her tonight, all right? And it's good. You're going to want more, right? Now, you meet a female. Listen to what I'm saying. Now, you meet another female at a club, and you interested in her, and you try to get some from her, and she turning you down, but you're like, all right, I'm going to keep talking to her. I'm going to try to get some. And she explains herself to you as a woman. You're going to respect that second female more than you respect that first one.
Not necessarily.
Nah, I'm not.
You're gonna call her a hoe too, just because she won't give it to you.
I won't say that. I don't say that one would get more respect than the other. I would say that I'm a different type of dude, and most dudes judge women by what they do, and I judge women by how they treat me. I don't care what you've done before me. I care about what you do with me and why or how you treat me.
Okay, well, that's like a different subject.
Why she can't just be an open-minded individual?
I agree.
You know what? I like him. I'm going to get this nigga some pussy. Exactly. Theoretically, she could just be open-minded and down to earth and say, you know what? I'm digging him. He got some good
exactly.
game.
Exactly.
I'm in a need right now.
Okay,
I'm in a
okay,
rut.
Okay, you're hey, right now. Okay, yeah. Okay, so then you give me some. So what happened the next day you come around and she decided, well, I just gave you some because I was digging you at that moment.
Nah,
you
well, if you laid it down, you're supposed to lay it down. She won't give it to you the next time you come around. Like, you know, if you hit her with some more weak sauce shit, you can forget about it.
Yeah, but see, you got some females. That I understand what you're saying. You got some females. If you lay the game down pipe right, that's good. But you see, some females, you can lay the pipe game down right as much as you want. But if you ain't handling your business in another format, that pipe game don't really mean nothing to some females.
Exactly.
All right, but it's a total package, though. It's a total package. This is where a woman comes in. She would embrace the nice pipe game, but you got to bring more.
From the get-go.
You got to bring more.
Right on the nose. You just fell right. You hit it right on the nose, what I was saying from the get-go. I like that style, homie.
Well, what I got from what you said is that if she do things one way, we're gonna look at her as not being a woman. See, I wouldn't disrespect the chick just to be checking for the penis from the rip. Like that's mandatory that she's gonna want more than just some great penis.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be mandatory. Like, we talk about women or birds. We talk about women.
Right,
it's going to take more than just some penis to get interested.
Okay, so what about the woman that somebody just said, what if I'm digging you for that night? I mean, she just
wants to pee. You know what really turns women on?
Y'all had a chemistry with each other. They just happened to just... You're just having to point each other's lap at the same time. It's just a chemistry.
It's the chemistry and the conversation, how deep a dude could... Women's not really looking at your bulge in your pants to get sexy. They like the spark and the intellect and how you come at them.
A jolly woman.
Hello? There's a lot of dudes with 12-inch penises that ain't turning chicks on because they can't stimulate the mind.
Get your mind out the gutter.
automatically assumed it was a joke. See?
Right. I'm doing it.
I should have never done with this dude.
Well, whoever that is, I hope you got more than one inch, baby.
Okay, well, this is going to cut y'all short right quick. This show is over pretty much.
Rich.
Yes, sir.
Rich, did I get
when the next time you signing on?
Every Monday, baby, from 7 to 8. Okay, baby,
I want you to build on this topic next Monday if it's possible, if you like to.
Okay, brother.
I want you to build on the topic of why are black brothers running away from the sisters.
Welcome y'all coming for next week. Then we're gonna do that one for you, big homie.
Huh?
We're gonna do that for you next week, big homie.
This was so much fun.
Well, today was a good show, y'all. This is Steph, aka Dallas, your host of Love, Lies, and Loyalty, presented by GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment, and it's Buddy Baby. Peace out.
Man, look around, man. New York dream, man. Can't never forget. Pop bottles for the real G's. Some up north, some doing life, you know. R.I.P., man, some gone. Hey, pop bottles for the real G's. And if you dead and gone, still in my memories. This is a New York dream. This is a New York dream. Hey, pop bottles for the real G's. And if you dead and gone, still in my memories. This is a New York dream. This is a New York dream. Growing up was easy, but man, it was hard too. Going to the court, damn, my D-Lo blue. She looking in my face with tears in her eyes. I knew something else bothered her inside. But I had to get older to realize that every dude around me ain't gon' ride. On my way to the Allen, never will I cry. Got a knuckle game for them if they try to come at mine. My little sister came to see me. She's so big like I'm seeing her in 3D. Time fly like a plane in the sky. When we on a visit, she hates staying by. Lost in the system, out of sight, out of mind. Got a man up like a jump shot. Cause they try to run over you like a hit and run. But I ain't with it though, cause I get it in. Hey, pop bottles for the real G's. And if you dead and gone, still in my memories. This is a New York dream. This is a New York dream. Hey, pop bottles for the real G's. And if you dead and gone, still in my memories. This is a New York dream. This is a New York dream. Look at me, I'm a star now. Hear how my car sounds. Bedline looking down at me with a big smile. He love to see his young boy floss. Forget buying a polo, I'm buying a horse. West side of Harlem, going to see Poppy. I'm Gucci in the hood, I'm so icy. Now my money stacks taller than Weezy. Rap game like slide-offs, it's so easy. Trip in L.A., bigger than D.C. Got a lot to say, just listen to me. It was all good just a week ago. Now I deliver metaphors, dominoes. Hey, pop bottles for the real G's. And if you get it gone, still in my memories. This is a New York dream. This is a New York dream.